In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, since there is no school tomorrow, I wanted to tell you something about tomorrow's saint, who is one of the popes, that is, the head, the temporal heads of the church. And his name is Saint Agatho, and he lived in the 7th century. And his very speciality in the lines of succession of Holy Roman Popes, because he was elected in the year 678 when he was 103 years old. So he is the oldest one of popes whose age has been recorded. He came originally from Sicily, which is an island south of Italy, and he had been many years a treasurer, that is, taking care of finances of the Church of Rome when he was elected Pope, that is, the Bishop of Rome in 678. And Saint Agatho also had many and several problems in when he ruled and governed over the church. There was at that time many people who claimed to be Christians but held some false doctrines concerning the person of our Lord Jesus. And Pope Saint Agatho had to fight quite fiercely against these false teachers, but he always, when he corrected, when he made it clear what the true doctrine was, he always reminded that that was his divinely instituted right, because he had been set to guard the holy church, holy faith of God, which had been entrusted to church. And just like Saint Peter was the first pope whom Christ made the supreme teacher and leader of his church, Saint Agatho, as a bishop of Rome, was the successor of Saint Peter. If you remember in the religion class, I showed you the set of keys explaining that Christ himself gave Saint Peter the power of open and close the gates of heaven, and this power of the keys has always been handed forward to this different man when the first and the Pope died, and afterwards to his successors. Unfortunately, in our time and age, we do not have a man who hold this power of keys, but that doesn't mean that the gates of heaven have been closed, because we still have, and we can hold, and we should hold, that same true doctrine which has been handed over by the holy popes all these centuries. Saint Agatho himself wrote to bishops under his jurisdiction, saying, "Acknowledged by the whole Catholic Church to be the mother of all other churches, and to derive her superior authority from Saint Peter, the Prince of the Apostles, to whom Christ committed his whole flock with a promise that his faith should never fail. Our Lord has left us this great and wonderful promise that the true faith shall never disappear upon earth. Every day and every age and for every man has been given the chance and hope of salvation. And no matter how badly times get, we always remain or retain this same holy Catholic faith." Saint Agatho again wrote, "But we preserve the faith which our fathers have handed down to us." This makes the Holy Catholic faith the generational faith as well. The faith which our fathers and mothers hold, that was held also by their parents, and that was held by their parents, and the same faith which your priests and bishops teach you on this day, that same faith also all the bishops and priests, all the way starting from Saint Peter, always have hold and held. The bishops who acted under the rule of Saint Agatha also wrote that we live in the midst of battles, inroads, and devastations. Our lives pass in continual alarms and anxiety, but we put our hope in the chair of Saint Peter, now ruled by Saint Agatha. Saint Agatha was a very holy man, and the numbers of his miracles procured him the title of wonder worker. And he died in the year 682, and as the historians testified, he was then 107 years old. He was always very, very lovable and generous, and any man who came to see him always was very affected by his kindliness and his gentleness. He ruled the church in the time when it was very dangerous to be a prince of the church. You were in danger of being thrown into prison by impious rulers or by barbarians. But Saint Agatha, firmly believing and to the holy faith which was entrusted to his care, always retained the happy faith and happy lot of the servant of God, because this holy faith not only gives us a certainty about our salvation here on earth, it also makes us happy servants of God here on earth. And no matter if you are a child of 5 or 6 years old, or if you are an old man over 100, like Saint Agatha was, all the Catholics have this great joy and hope of salvation, because whether they, when they were young or when they are old, the same holy faith is always given and handed forward all the way until the end of the world, when we finally see the accomplishment of that faith and the works of God by our own eyes. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.